My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The key is consistency, and it's always important. The first game is going to be about tackling. Right? You have to tackle as a team, right? So talk about our defense last year, right? It's too many missed tackles. So for us to improve in run game and also the passing game, we have to be a better tackling team, and that takes just more hats to the ball, more guys securing and wrapping up.
Now, that was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Now, something that you've pointed out, Seth, and I hope I don't butcher this, but part of the swarm mentality, it feels like, baked into swarming is the fact that there are going to be some missed tackles when you swarm. The hope is that the quantity of bodies that are being thrown at the ball maybe makes up for the lack of quality in the first couple guys that might get to the ball the first time. Like, it's just the swarming is the there are missed tackles that come with swarming, but you get yeah. a lot of bodies to the ball.
Well, and I think that there might be some truth to that, except that, and maybe last year it was more that case, but when you go and you look at the entirety of the season, there was just some flat-out poor tackling,
yeah.
fundamentally bad tackling last year,
mm-hmm.
And that you realize, yeah, the swarm is great, but it's got to be the classic. All right, the first guy on the spot, for sure, maybe try to lay a big hit, but do it in such a way that you're not also neglecting tackling. I think one of the things that still irks me to this day is when I see people say, well, Ronnie Lott couldn't play in today's NFL. If you go back, and I honestly felt that same way too. I went back and I watched a compilation of Ronnie Lott's 100 greatest hits in the NFL, and I swear there are only a handful of them that would have been illegal by today's standards. Ronnie Lott was first and foremost a very fundamentally sound tackler who also happened to make a big impact as he was coming in for a fundamental tackle. So they're not mutually exclusive. It's not like you can only go for the big hit at the expense of proper tackling. Ronnie Lott did a really good job of it. And he did that in an era, by the way, where the 49ers did not practice in pads ever. They didn't.
Yeah.
They practiced the way basically that you're legislated to have to play now. And he did it with fundamentally sound technique. So the notion that somehow, well, in this day and age, you can't teach good tackling, it's complete bogus BS. Because all the drills that you do, like rugby players are pretty good tacklers, and they do it with no pads. There's ways to practice it without going to the ground. And I think that hopefully that's one of the improvements this year on the Texans.
Are you
defense.
Confident there'll be a better tackling team this year?
I am, based on just what I saw of Jalen Petrie,
yeah.
which is that you can see, even though it's a preseason game, the fundamentals show up. It's one of the things I like watching for in the preseason. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Yeah, you might be playing against backups. It's not for real, et cetera, et cetera. The fundamentals show up, and Jalen Petrie fundamentally is a better tackler now than he was in the previous 2 years.
Here's D'Amico Ryans. We just got done talking about Kamari last.
Which, by the way, he accounts for about half the missed tackles on the team over the last 2 years. So they'll be a better tackling team if Jalen Petrie's a better tackler.
Jalen Petrie, though, improved by 50%. Yeah.
I'm exaggerating on the percentage, but he had the lion's share of a lot of them.
No doubt. We talked about Kamari Lassiter, rookie cornerback. He's going to be under a lot of pressure, especially early in the season, as opposing offensive coordinators will be testing him. Here's D'Amico Ryans on Kamari Lassiter.
What stood out the most to me about Kamari is his consistency. Like, he shows up every day, whether it was rookie minicamp, OTAs, like Kamari, no matter who lined up across from him, like, I just love that he never wavered with whoever lined up across from him, and he accepted whatever challenge was thrown his way. A very smart player. He finishes the right way, right? And that's what it's all about in this league. Everybody's about the same talent-wise, but you have to make up in your mind how you're going to finish each play. And he finishes with the right mindset, which has allowed him, right, to continue to grow as a rookie and be consistent because of his mindset of how he finishes things.
I think that's where, too, when people get hung up on the 4.6 40 time or any of that, the lesson in football always is that the measurables are way more overrated than they should be, just because if you look at, usually it's very rare that the fastest guy in the NFL is the best wide receiver. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that the guy with the best bench press at the combine is the best offensive lineman. It happens, but usually more so than not, those are guys that are kind of physical freaks but don't do the fundamentals well, or just don't have the knack for playing football. And I think with Kamari, what you've seen is, man, talk about being fundamentally sound and understanding the finer aspects of it, understanding, recognizing routes and playing them with the right leverage, all that kind of stuff that's a lot more about the polish of playing the actual position. He's got the equivalent of a 4.3 40 when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
And that all matters.
Yeah.
The guy, I always think of Wayne Gretzky and the way that people talk about when Wayne Gretzky came into the league, or even when he was a juniors player. People would look at him and just, they'd be like, how is this guy so good? Like, he's tiny, he's not that fast, like, mm-hmm. There's nothing about him that looks like, oh yeah, he's going to be the greatest, but he just saw the game differently than other people, and, you know, his skill level with his stick and everything was just so far above and beyond everybody else that it had very little to do with the measurables. And I think Kamari is one of those guys that it's, you got to kind of throw the measurables out the window because he does so many other things well.
I didn't see a Wayne Gretzky, Kamari Lassiter analogy coming today. I like that. That's good.
I've meditated for 90 minutes this morning.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That was good. I had a Yordan analogy that I was going to bounce off Nick, but we kind of ran out of time. But I did send it to him. My relevant cross sport Yordan Alvarez analogy. Andre Johnson.
Did he give you an opinion on your Yordan analogy?
He did.
What was your opinion, and what was the
my analogy for Yordan across sport was Andre Johnson. like Yordan Alvarez is like Andre Johnson, in that they're both like 10 out of 10 on the freak level. Like, they do freaky things. Like, the highlight reel for Yordan and Andre is 5 stars. But they are both super, super technical with their jobs. Like, Yordan Alvarez isn't just some masher. Like, he is a highly technical, like, great eye, really good plate discipline. Like, the science of hitting is a thing with Yordan Alvarez. Yeah. Similar to Andre Johnson, I think the science of being a receiver. Like, if a route calls for 9 yards, Andre Johnson is running 9 yards. Like, there's the polish.
Yeah, and his ability, honestly, some of Andre's was, he knew so well how to offset the fact that people were scared of his speed. And for a bigger guy, this is where I've seen Andre's influence on Nico Collins a little bit, I think, in that Nico's a big guy, but who can sit down and change direction underneath and get in and out of his breaks way better than most big guys can. I mean, the physics and the geometry works against you when you're a bigger guy like that. You're a shorter guy close to the ground. You know, you can be a little Zuzu pet out there. That's a good one. Yeah, Yordan, when you first look at him, you think, oh, of course, he's just this huge power hitter who can crank the ball 458 feet.
Right.
But there's a lot more that goes into it than that.
And I think Andre's a lot like that. Like, you watch Andre's highlight film, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's great because he can jump up over everybody. Guys bounce off of him. But then you listen to people. And we've been deluged with Andre stuff over the last month because of the Hall of Fame. But you hear people like Gary Kubiak, his teammates, talk about him. And they talk about just, like, how technically sound he is too, to go with that.
Yordan, the freakish thing about Yordan is his consistency. You know, other than like a little every now and then you get a 2-month stretch at home where he doesn't hit a home run, but even like he very, very rarely has stretches where he's hitting poorly.
Right.
Like his slump this year, he still had an 800 OPS. That was his slump.
That's the freakiest thing about Yordan, is it can feel like Yordan is going through a massive slump.
Yeah.
And you go, God, when is Yordan's OPS going to get up around 850 again? And you look, and it's 872 or something.
Yeah, like he's been that way his entire slump.
Right,
yeah,
right. It's just, he's just not superhero Yordan. It just turns out he's like an average major leaguer, an above average. Text message, Steve Largent was the same way, slow but was always open. Yeah, kids, Steve Largent was this guy, played for Seattle. Now he's like a senator or something like that in the state of
Somebody
Oklahoma.
Somebody should ask Kamari Lassiter that in his next press availability. Do you consider yourself the modern Steve Largent?
Oh, no,
are you like the Steve Largent of the defensive back world?
And then you would be standing in the scrum after that person asked it, and Kamari's super confused, and you'd be like, hang on, Kamari, let me clarify this. Wayne Gretzky, Kamari.
And actually, this is a political question. I want to know where you stand on Steve Largent's political.
Right.
What is Steve Largent? What's his deal? Is he a Republican, a Democrat? I have zero clue about his.
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care to guess on the radio.
No, I want to talk about it.
We'll ask Ross Tucker in the next thing. We got Ross Tucker joining us. Normally, 7 a.m. on Tuesdays, but we had Nick Caserio on today, so we moved some things around. And so Ross Tucker is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the week one of the NFL season. Is he on the Texans bandwagon coming up to the season here? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with our good friend Ross Tucker. That is coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.